just keep
calm.
And if you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
And if you're very, very tired, what are you?
You're worn out.
Okay. And if the person's been very well, but you hear that suddenly they have some ailment, you say, they tell me that last night she suddenly
collapsed.
All right, or how about sick? She suddenly what? Sick.
Very sick. Very ill.
Did she take sick or suddenly she
took sick?
Mm-hmm. And if somebody has a cold today and started last Sunday, you say last Sunday he what?
Contracted a cold.
All right.
Caught a cold. What we usually say.
Mm-hmm.
Caught a cold.
And the cold may make him sort of
hoarse.
And if he has congestion here, he may have a. He may have to
cough.
Mm-hmm. And if the medicine is still by the bedside of the patient, and the doctor comes in, he says, "Why haven't you
taken that?"
Right. The patient might say, "Well, I did what yesterday.
Take it.
And I'll later on I'll
I will take
some more. Okay. And how about someone whose shirt clings to him when it's very hot, you say, he has what? Brachial. It's very hot and active, and his shirt gets moist. And so you say, he has certainly what? A lot.
Sweat?
He has certainly sweat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's rather unpleasant, but we have to ask them. suppose you have a lump on your arm with a large core in it. It's not so common anymore, but I think generation ago was, yes. And,
well, what is the difference in a boil and a carbuncle then?
Did you use the term carbuncle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially it's
the
used, yes.
That's the only distinction.
And there are more than one head to a carbuncle a lot of times, you know.
And it's a more severe thing.
Yeah, dangerous.
Kill people. And when the boil opens, you refer to the material as
pus.
And if the bee stings you, your hand
swells.
And you would say then, yes, it's still pretty badly. And if it's not infected, it probably won't anymore. It won't
swell anymore.
Mm-hmm. And if someone became injured, you take him to the doctor to look at the what?
Scar.
Well,
okay.
Before it becomes a scar. The scar is a result of a wound, right?
A wound. Oh, I didn't know. Didn't understand. Just.
Mm-hmm. And around the wound, you may have a white substance, a whitish
pus
substance, or sometimes it's called flesh.
Flesh, proud flesh.